Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Tyler, you missed a hell of a party last night at Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Apparently, Harry Callis threw up. Am I right about that, Lance?
No, Harry Callis did not throw up. I mean, maybe he did, but that would be news to me. Intern Dom apparently threw up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hired.
It's the word on the street.
You got to hire him. Puts what? On a performance like that. As an intern, you come in, you lay all the cards down saying, we're going to go at her. It's a young TK right there.
Yeah, I didn't even see intern Dom last night.
He showed up late. That's why you did not see him.
Oh, well.
Joe pulled an Irish goodbye and did not say goodbye to me.
No, but I did buy you dinner, for God's sakes.
You did, and I thank you and love you very much.
Was he late to work?
Me?
No.
Intern
Dom?
Well,
no, Dom
was
working.
He was late to the party.
Yeah, he was late to the party. He was working the PM show, and then ended up, I think he went home first and then came back.
What was he drinking?
I think he had a beer.
And he threw up?
Well, him and Harry Callis had a challenge. They challenged each other.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah. With shots?
No. I don't know how much I want to give away and out people.
Yeah, I'll say. You're not giving many details on this one. Well, it's intern Dom, for God's sakes. Maybe he'll call in.
Maybe Harry Callis will insult me. He did that yesterday.
Apparently, Harry Callis was hurting this morning. Have you met him, the producer of the morning show, Tyler? Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy, I might add, as is the case every Thursday. Have you met Harry?
Yeah, I've met Harry.
Impressions?
Beauty.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He slept here last night.
I like him even more.
Yeah, after a rough night at the office, Limits?
And yesterday, there was a cooler of deer meat that was here for Harry Callis to take home, and Harry did not take it, so it sat here in the booth all day.
I might need a few more details on that. Why? Yeah. Where? From whom? For what purpose?
It was requested for Harry Callis to have some deer meat by our friend Jake. Jake brought the deer meat. Callis, I asked him, what is this cooler doing here?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's some deer meat. Would you like it? And I said, I thought it was for you. And then he walked out. And I did not see him until the party last night.
So where is the deer meat now, if I might ask?
Look and turn right behind you. The other way. You see that cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Wow. Plus, there's free donuts again, Tyler. Anyway, Mike's Beer Bar is unbelievable. Have you been there, Steak on a Stone, yet?
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And I bought Limits a nice Christmas dinner. It was my Christmas treat for him.
It was wonderful. And I got a chance to talk to Mike.
Yeah.
Good to catch up with him.
Let me ask you an etiquette question. A restaurant somebody's treating you etiquette question, Tyler. Ooh. So my wife came in, we had dinner, yep. and then wonderful to have limits at the table. And I said, yeah. go ahead. I'd love to treat you to dinner.
Oh, here we go. I know exactly what's coming.
And he was offered the filet there, which is phenomenal no matter yeah. what you get. I think it was 6, 8, and then a bigger one. And he didn't go for the smallest one like my wife and I did. He went for the next biggest one. Party foul or no?
No.
Okay.
I went, yeah, it was 6, 8, or 12, and I went with the 8.
All right.
Yeah,
and then he was given a choice of shrimp or scallops and said both. Party foul or no?
No, what the guy said
you
was...
You had both on your plate limits.
I didn't think that both were coming out. He said, would you like the surf and turf? And I said, yeah, because from what I know, that's shrimp and steak. I didn't know scallops were coming out. And I even said to your wonderful wife, I've never cooked scallops on a stone before. I don't even know if I'm cooking them properly.
Who has cooked scallops on a stone? Party foul or no on the surf and turf, Tyler? Or do you just take it to the max there?
No, I think he played the cards right.
Okay.
I think, you know, obviously, I bet you he'd want to go for the 12, but out of courtesy, he went for an 8, right?
City limits? I hadn't looked at it like that. You might be City right. Limits. He's doing me a favor then.
Right? You wanted to go for the 12, but you said, no, what, I'm going to be a good guy and go for the 8? Is that how it went?
Well, as you can see by my figure, I don't eat a lot. So yeah. I was either going to go by the 6 or by the 8, but I thought the generosity of Joe this holiday season, maybe the 8 would be okay.
And it was good, wasn't it?
That it was
place
very
is
good.
That place is just outstanding.
Don't touch the stone, though.
Don't touch the stone.
Last yeah. event we had at the pony nipple piercing,
yeah,
I touched the stone, not like on purpose, but accidentally, and my finger hurt for the next 2 days.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't touch the stone. Anyway, Tyler, it was a karaoke party. There were some outstanding performances. Limits and I sang Malzy the Snowman to lead off. Jules was incredible. She can actually sing, right?
Yes, she can very well.
I thought Chris Mack had a very good original that I think he wrote about Aaron Rodgers. I thought that was pretty good. Did you?
Run Rodgers.
Yeah,
it was called. Yeah,
I thought it was.
It's a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job with that.
Where were you listening?
It's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was good.
Yes, yeah, it's hard for me to get out. I would have loved to go, but
no, I don't.
Four kids, a couple jobs.
I'll tell you why I'm in a good mood today. The trajectory of my day hung in the balance at 3:30 a.m. I woke up. It was too hot in the room.
Yeah.
And I had to pee like I do every day right around then, sometimes a little later.
You pee every night?
Yeah, every morning between 3:30 and 5. And that's where the key to my day lies. Because
do you sit down and pee or do you stand up and pee in the middle of the night?
I didn't see that question come in limits, did you?
No, but this explains why you texted me at like 3:50 in the morning.
What did I say? It must have been a butt text.
A butt text? Like how you butt dialed me earlier today?
Yeah, what did it say?
You know, you responded to a text that I sent you last night.
Oh, I did that before I shut off my phone. It must have shown up at 3:50.
Yeah.
Anywho, I had two choices there, Tyler. One was to start thinking about things and then not be able to get back to sleep and have my day ruined,
yeah.
which happens often because if I'm sleep deprived, I'm just miserable and hangry all day.
Same. I'm identical.
Horrifying. But instead, I made the incredible choice to go back upstairs. Usually I just go to the couch, crawled right back into bed with my wife and the dog and fell right back asleep. Woke up at 7:30, the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I know, but you didn't answer my question, though.
What was it?
Do you sit or stand in the middle of the night?
Why would I alter my peeing strategy just because of the time? I'm asking that as an honest question.
You don't want to wake anybody up.
No, I feel I don't want to stand up for a numerous amount of reasons. One.
Yeah.
The chance of me hitting that water, hitting and not getting it splashed all over towards you.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Because
you're groggy.
Yeah. I don't know where that's going, you know?
Yeah.
Second one, the longer I stand up, the more awake I get. And I'm the same as you. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I don't try to stay like drowsy, my mind gets on that hamster meat and I'm solving the world.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the night. So I try to stay as tired as I can. I tiptoe to the washroom and I sit. But I think I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm like honestly like an 80-20 sit to pee now.
all the time?
Yeah, it's odd, right?
Limits, what do you make of this?
I think
that he goes by the sit to pee method.
It brings me back to that conversation that Crowley had, where Crowley went around the entire office and asked people that question, and there were more people that do that than not.
Okay. I've never really heard of this as a full-time strategy.
Oh, it'll change your life. Yeah. If you start doing it, you'll never go back.
For the reasons that you meant, is the primary reason aim? Because if you don't do like that, you'll be like Ryan Whitney's shots on the power play. They'll be all over the place.
And I do think it empties your bladder a lot better. I'm more comfortable not standing up.
This is something that you learned from somebody else. You borrowed this strategy. You didn't invent
it. Yeah, you know, I think I heard it on Instagram. And they're like, try it out and see, and never went back.
Wow.
Like, obviously, public toilets are not, never.
Right, because you have that problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, the toilet seat wrappers that they provide in those places, they don't work.
Joe, you know, when you have kids, I got a little TK, you know, and when I was younger, I would hold my poop for 3 days instead of going to a public place.
Yeah.
This new generation, as soon as we go anywhere, he's like, I got to go to the washroom. It's like, right. What?
I know.
Dude, it's like.
No, I think that's an old time thing too.
Yeah.
Because they don't pay attention to things like that.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, really? You can't wait till we get home? It's like, no, I got to go right now. And then you go there and my wife, Brandy's like, you got to make the nest with the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because the ones that are already pre-made, you know, the like.
That's what I'm talking about. The seat wrappers.
They're total.
Yeah, they're flawed.
And, you know, and I'm like, by the time he puts all the toilet paper on the toilet, I'm like, dude, your hands are so disgusting.
That's the irony.
Like, I'm lifting you up on it. It slides half the time. It's such a nightmare.
That's the irony limits, if I may define that word here. In trying to keep clean, your hands gather germs from everywhere imaginable. But let's not bury the lead. You're a sitting peer too?
Not frequently, but if it's like in the middle of the night, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Attaboy.
Sometimes, yeah.
Tyler's up to 80-20. It sounds like that's the first step toward it.
You're a little young too, City Limits, to do it. You got a bright future ahead of you.
I'm glad I show some signs of potential.
Between that and him becoming a Major League Baseball player. Did you hear about this, Tyler?
Yeah, you're off your rocker.
The topic came up yesterday. Could Limits hit Major League pitching? Could he get a hit? I exaggerated and said, I'll give you 1,000,000 Major League pitches. Could you hit? And then we whittled it down to 1,000. He said
it was 2,000.
1,000. He said he could get a hit, Tyler. Thoughts?
I said it would be an infield single.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
you
yes,
said
I did.
It would be a base hit.
No, you should have said
which is a base hit.
If you can get on first base, that would never happen in 1,000,000. Like, that would never happen.
No.
But I do think you'd hit the ball.
What if I bunted?
Yeah, that's
here's
still
the thing.
A hit.
It's like peeing on the toilet.
You wouldn't even be able to bunt. That ball is coming in so fast with so much movement. Even major leaguers can't bunt.
Yeah, but he's got 1,000 tries or 2,000 tries.
Let's round it into 1,500
and
tries.
And Bubba's going to train me.
This is not the way the conversation went yesterday. This dude was first on board saying, I could hit a major league pitcher.
We've gone completely away from the fact that Joe said that he could hit a three in a major in an NBA game, and that's what started the conversation.
No. Oh, my God.
That started the conversation.
Here's how I couched it. I said, how would we do in a pro sport? I said, Bob, if you were a golfer, you could probably hit a shot that somebody would want to hit. That's the one sport where you can do it. If I was left alone in the corner in an NBA game and somebody passed me the ball, I could make a shot and then I'd run off the court and that would be it. But if I'm open for a three-pointer, I could hit it. I'm not saying I could hit it guarded. Hell no.
Yeah, but then it's like you're just hitting a three.
Right.
Part of hitting a three is having pressure on you and playing in the game. It's like, yeah, I bet you I can get a shot in an NHL goalie if everyone just let me skate through everyone.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Now I feel ashamed.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, you're right, actually.
It's possible.
And I bet you, how many tries? Just one try?
At the three-pointer? Or the
three-pointer.
I'd probably need three tries.
Three tries, I bet you wouldn't hit the rim.
Wide open or guarded?
Wide open. You know why, Joe? I think if that stadium's full.
Yeah.
I think it gets to you. I've seen you off the first tee. I think I think you're so in your head, you ain't even hitting the basket.
You might be right on that.
I'm
humbled now. Yeah. Let's see if Limits is. Are you humbled yet from your original boast?
I think I'm humbled by Pony absolutely obliterating my opinion of that yesterday, to which I reminded Pony the last time we had an event at Mike's is when he had his nipples pierced on the same stage we sung karaoke.
That's a good point. Yeah. What would happen to a normal person in an NHL game?
Like if a men's league guy coming out?
Yes. Just if you threw him in there for one shift, what would happen to the guy?
He wouldn't touch the puck. And like he'd get hurt, I think.
I would get hurt.
Yeah, like.
I can't skate though.
Especially if they knew you're like not supposed to be there. Like guys are going to take a run at you and make you pay.
Mm.
But.
How about a goalie? Didn't you guys sometimes have like.
Yeah.
They beer league goalies if you had an emergency at practice?
Yeah, they have backup goalies now. It's like, I think Sid's best friend's the backup goalie for the Penguins. What a job. Imagine going on a trip and just no pressure, just playing, hey, the only pressure is to be good in practice in the morning.
So if that guy comes out, are you blasting the puck at him or are you taking it easy?
Oh, that's as much as it's probably no pressure, like when the backup goalie or a guy that gets called up, like you're going bar down.
Really?
Time. Oh, yeah. That's a time where it's like.
Like slap shots at his neck and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're trying to every fancy.
You're
high
trying
shot,
to kill him, basically.
Pretty close, yeah. Like it's, you know, you get your starter in there, you're shooting low because they'll throw their stick at you.
Oh, I remember Barrasso. If somebody shot high on him,
Mike Johnson.
In any situation that was practice driven, he would freak out.
Brent Johnson, he gave it to me a couple of times. We almost fought in practice, yeah.
Because you shot high?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, you're a backup goalie. Like, relax. I'm trying to go bar down. And he goes, you do that again, you're dead.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went, again, like, you can't let a guy run your show like that. So next time I came down, I missed the net, but he goes, and then he came at me, and we just had a little talk. But that was like.
You were almost the first guy to fight his own goalie.
Yeah, but that was after he knocked out DiPietro. So it's like, I started making deals. Hey, I won't do it again. You know?
He knocked him out with a solid left.
Oh, what was he doing? He was like, hey, here's my chin. Try not to miss it.
Because DiPietro didn't know he was a lefty puncher. That's what he said. DiPietro was lying on the ground and looked up at Brent Johnson and said, Brent, I didn't know you were a lefty. That was the line.
Yeah, what an idiot. Let's be honest. Like, if someone's like cocked back with their fist, you're going, what hand are you? You know, oh, does it matter if he's a right or a left? It's like, no, just get your face out of the way.
Did you ever hear the story of that goalie fight, Limits?
No, I did not.
Pull up a seat for Grandpa Joe.
I'm sitting right by the fire.
Actually, Tyler, were you in that game?
I was in that game.
Why don't you tell the story? It was all hell was breaking loose between the Islanders and Penguins in a little two-game set, I believe. And then, Tyler, you pick up the story.
So it all started the game before. We were in Long Island, and it was a complete Donnybrook, which means fights.
Will you want some hot cocoa for the story, Limits?
How about some marshmallows? Sure.
It was like that's when like Mike O'Haley fought Brent Johnson, Goddard jumped off the bench, this and that. And then we knew there was going to be fireworks coming back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To our building. They come back, and there's a scruffle, and Brett Johnson comes down the ice, and DiPietro comes out. They square off, drop their helmet. Brett Johnson grabs him, and for some reason DiPietro didn't have his hands up. He was like you said, he was trying to talk to him, and Brett Johnson just like literally punched him right in the face and dropped him.
One punch. Ali Frazier at the Garden,
and he never played goalie again. And he was like on a 10-year deal making like $6-7 million.
Jeez.
And that retired him. Isn't it nuts?
Do you like that story limit?
It makes me think if Tom Wilson came at me and I was on the ice, I might be dead.
Oh, before he even touched you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine something like that. Or Ryan Reeves, if he was coming to check me into the boards.
Oh.
He lived that life. There's a guy within 10 feet of you that lived that life.
I had to be quick. I wasn't big. I like when I say I had to be quick in the corners and keep my head up. Like,
What was your biggest oh crap moment when you were about to fight or had to fight somebody that you knew was a bad idea?
Like Sean Avery, every time I was scared. Like everyone, I was very nervous to fight. You know, I did well. I knew how to fight. That's the one thing I always knew how to fight, like handle myself. But my first year, we played Washington Capitals, and they had Donald Brashear. And there was a scrum, and he grabbed me, and he literally picked me up off my skates. And I was like, you know, you're just like, you're going to like try to swear at him and give it to him. And then you feel your skates come off the ice. You're like, dude, I'm sorry. Because I was like, he was doing wrist curls with my body. He's like, don't move, kid. And I go, dude, my feet are on the ground. I ain't going anywhere, you know? Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, he was the one that was like, okay, I'm not playing against, you know, teenagers. I'm playing against men that can eat me.
Did Asham feel bad about knocking out Jay Beagle that day? Were you still on the team when that happened?
Yeah, that was another...
Limits, why don't you stay right here? Would you like a refill on your hot cocoa?
Please, yes. Yeah. It's very cold out here.
I can tell stories
this
all day.
This is the story of a little Capitals rookie, I think, maybe early 20s, named Jay Beagle, a nice little puppy, running around the ice doing things he shouldn't have done.
He was an angry puppy. Tyler, he was a barking
this
puppy.
Is when, pick up the story.
This is when guys that act tough and they get called on their bluff and they get hurt. This is like, hey, dude, this is not your arena. Don't do this. So anyways, he was trying to be a hero. Obviously, the games were always very intense, and Asham running around, this and that. And he shook his gloves at Asham. And Asham was, like, obviously a very experienced fighter, knew what he was doing. And he just waited that Beagle out until Beagle...
He was also somewhat of an unwell man, and I mean that as a compliment.
Which
he was
one?
Crazy. Asham.
Oh, nuts. I can tell. Asham was... In 2014, he was the only one smoking cigarettes leaving the console. Like, I was like literally packing his cigarettes going underneath the bridge at the console, which is PP. And I was like, this guy is an absolute legend. His warm up, you see Sid, you see all these guys like warming up like crazy. You'd go in where the hot tub and cold tub, Ash would have a grande iced coffee. And he'd be sitting in the hot tub. And we're like, what are you doing? He goes, he'd be watching highlights. He goes, boys, I'm warming up. This is how I warm up this body. You know? And they're like, you don't want to do high knees? He goes, no. That's what the warm-up's for.
That is tremendous.
And he was great. Because he would have a lot of fun on the road. He would do some stuff in his room. But his number was 45. I was 48. So at around 10:30 at night, I would be like, Ash, what are you doing over there? And he just didn't say anything, you know, but I knew he was having some fun, you know, but he was tough. He was as tough as they come.
What do you make of that limit? Perhaps we shouldn't go further with that one.
Yeah,
but what about the story? What about Asham punching little Beagle?
Oh, no. Beagle shook his glove. Ash said, okay. And Beagle's kind of throwing like a madman, like a guy that just doesn't really know what he's doing. Ash just dodged a couple, and then he waited, and then he just clocked him. And as he was going, Beagle is out. Like, you know, his hands are
cold,
stiff.
And, he's out cold.
Yeah, yeah. And Asham's going to the bench, the box, and he put his hands together, and he did
Steph Curry lights out before Curry ever did it.
Yeah, and
who knew Curry copied it from Aaron Asham limits?
And it was like you knew Ash's emotion and everything was part of it, you know. And then I think once he got in the room, you knew he knew he made a mistake, because as soon as that happens, you know their tough guy is going to try to kill you next game.
Who was their tough guy?
John Erskine.
Oh, my God.
It was the best fight I've ever seen. It was, look, this, if there's a fight to watch of two different, like, guys that can chuck them, watch John Erskine's and Asham in Washington. It was like toe-to-toe, like just throwing bombs. And that Aaron Asham, he was such a great fighter for how the size, I'm like, just knew how to fight, you know, like been a lot of fights, just chuck him. Like, it was unbelievable. But the fight was just phenomenal.
Does Limit seem distracted to you?
Yeah. What are you doing, Limit?
We pulled him up for story time. He's talking to people. He's engaged in other tasks. What's happening, Limits?
Well, I was just
call on you for a comment and you have nothing to say.
Well, I was reading the text that Donnie Football sent in to you and I, saying that he went to the goalie fight game with his mom.
He did. Greatest Penguin game he ever went to. And I can see
that?
Why. I can see why.
But when you think of those games, like in my heyday from 08 to like 13.
Yeah.
Like, it must have been so fun to watch the Penguins, because everyone hated us, right? Because we had Sid. We had the top dogs in the league, the two-headed monster. And then we had a lot of toughness on our fourth line, England on defense. So the games can go either way, high scoring, or they're going to get real, like a lot of fights, a lot of penalties. You know, I watch some of those old games, and I'm like you're on the edge of your seat, you know? And I feel like the NHL is missing a little bit of that little bit of like dislike between teams. Cause you know, I hated Philadelphia. Washington was another team I hated. You go to the Long Island with their bottom six, all meat sticks.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it was going to be an entertaining game, from scoring a lot of goals to, you know, fights and all this. New York, hated it. Avery, Colton Orr, MSG, unbelievable fireworks. And the only one that was kind of odd was like New Jersey, because New Jersey was like that stay at home,
right?
You know, style. But they had like that Jordan Tutu. They had some tough guys, but
there were fireworks everywhere.
It was like
great times.
Yeah. Like, that was like, when I look at that was like the heyday. That was like, I could have watched the game. I would have went and watched the games.
Well, that brings us to where we are now. And the Penguins have had somewhat of a resurgence this season overall. But my God, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've never seen anything like it. Maybe from any team in any sport. Losing 5-1 leads in the third period. Losing 3-0 leads in the third period. Losing when you have a power play in the final seconds and the other team has a shorthanded goal with a tenth of a second left.
Unreal.
What was the biggest meltdown? What is happening here, Tyler?
Well, one, I think they always start off the year, always start off October, November pretty hot, right? They always come out of the gates really hot. And I don't know if it's your older guys are fresher or whatever, but now whenever they have a lead going into the third period, like you can feel they're like walking on eggshells. They don't want to do the wrong thing. They're playing so safe. They're not on their toes. They're not dictating the pace. And teams can feel when you can crack a team, you know, you can feel it. Like, even everyone saying, like, when they're up 3-1, you know, the other team's coming back, you know, and That's the biggest thing, is their D haven't played great. They're going back to giving up, trying to do too much, not playing simple defense hockey. I think they're missing, like, they're missing two pretty key guys. Like, Lizotte has a big, his shoes are hard to fill on that fourth line because of the energy he brings, the penalty kill. Like, he's a big missing piece for that role. Malkin, he's another guy. Maybe he deserves more credit than people give him for being that second line center, the guy that produces but doesn't get all the.
Yeah, but we're talking 4-goal leads in the third period, Tyler. 3-goal leads, and these are epic meltdowns.
I know.
And how do they recover emotionally from this?
I don't know how. Like, they, you know, you can say turn the page all you want. It's easy to forget. It's like, no, we probably should try to remember this and see how it feels, because I remember when we were playing and I was a young guy and we were up and down. We were like a yo-yo that year. I think it was like 08 or no, it was 2009. And I Stahl got kicked out of the faceoff. I go in and I misread the play. He wins a draw back and I lose my man. And everyone's screaming, man on man. And I lose my man. Guy tips in, scores a goal. I come back to the bench, and Craig Adams stands up and just absolutely gives it to me.
Ooh.
And I was like, and when a player gives it to you, it means so much more than a coach. A coach, you just turn into hate. I hate this guy. When a teammate says it, you know it just means more. You know it's coming from the right place. You cannot say anything back. You know, and he gives it to me, and I'm like, I feel like that might help the Penguins right now. You know, with the young guys, with the vets, like, someone's got to stand up and be like, hey, that's not good enough. You can't turn the puck over there. Hey, you shouldn't pinch at this time. Like, that's what I think they're looking for a little bit. I'm not sure what happened behind closed door.
Yeah.
But on my instance, I never lost another assignment because I was more worried about what my teammates were going to say and give it to me on the bench than anyone else.
Well, that's one big story happening with the Penguins. There are others. Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy joining me in studio right up till 11 when Chris Hoke joins me to talk Steelers. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Sadly, Bob has been reduced to a cardboard mannequin again, if you're watching on YouTube. And it looks realistic. I mean, every day I think it actually is Bob. You know what I mean?
He looks good. You could tell he's right on the course. A big smile on his face. You can tell he loves golf.
He might be playing right now. So we'll get into the ownership thing in the next segment. Before that, how about a minute on the Tristan Jarry trade? Big fan? Not a fan? How'd you feel about it?
Well, I think there needed to be a change. I think his stock was high, but I think you literally traded two goalies that are kind of very similar, right? Like, I think Smith struggles on big games. He, you know, that's what, like, from what I watched last year, part of their problem why they didn't win was
Skinner
wasn't great in the finals. Yeah, he's got a lot of experience. I think he is a good goalie, and I think getting away from all that Canadian pressure, this guy might be lights out. You know, you never know. I think it's a very good time to take a chance on someone like Skinner that could turn something that he struggled at to a positive. Again, when you go to a Canadian market, the pressure, all that is so much, it sucks, you know. And to come here, yeah, there's pressure, but it's a different kind of pressure. I think he's going to play better than Jarry is going to play in Edmonton.
Mm.
I just think with how I think Jarry, I think you can tell he reads, he cares how he, like, people perceive him. I think he lets the pressure get to him sometimes, and going to Edmonton is maybe the worst place he can go for a guy with that attitude, right? You need a goalie that can't speak English, doesn't know what anyone's saying, you know, about him or the team.
Right.
But I feel like he is a guy that the pressure might get to him, but who knows? Again, he's played there before. He's played closer to home. Maybe he's got more support or something. But for the trade, I think it's a good chance on both. We get some cap relief at the end of the year. We get a defenseman. He's a solid skater. I don't think he's going to change the defensive core at all, you know. But, again, for a trade, it's nothing that, like, blows my – I don't get excited about this trade.
Right.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tyler, we were just talking about which is the more physical sport, hockey or football. What's your opinion? Mine is football by a long shot, but I didn't play pro hockey. You did. Of course, I didn't play pro football either. Limits just thinks he can hit a baseball. He didn't play pro sports.
I think it's very, very close. The only thing, I think you get hit more often in football, but the element of hockey and being able to fight someone like gladiator
that,
style,
yes,
that adds a different kind of physicality. That adds like a fighting physicality, right? Like when that's like maybe the last sport that you're allowed to fight toe-to-toe and call another human being, throw your gloves down and saying, we're going to solve this old school, right? I think the only other one is lacrosse. Is lacrosse allowed?
Lacrosse is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if fighting's allowed. Is it in lacrosse?
Yeah, I think you can just whack people with your stick as long as
lacrosse
it's not in the wrong spot.
Physical, but for like a national sport, hockey has that on football. Do I think that collisions in football are way harder? 100%. I watched a highlight reel of Troy Polamalu yesterday, and I was like, this guy was like an animal. You know, I got the end of his career, but the way he'd hit guys.
Oh, my God.
It's like getting hit by a bus, you know. But you cannot – fighting is just a different animal.
Yeah, it is. I just – having been in both locker rooms all the time after games, sometimes I'm in a hockey locker room and it's like, all right, these guys are going to play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Like I know the game they just played is very physical. I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. But to me, football's a different animal, man. You have guys, it looks like a medic's tent.
Yeah, 16
after a game.
And 82 is a big difference too, though.
for sure, the overall physicality
of a season. Right, in a
but
year.
They ain't playing Monday. They're not going from Sunday to Monday. It would be physically impossible. There's like seven collisions on one football play that might equate to a whole hockey game. Just look at the five guys up front smashing into each other on every single play.
Yeah, but imagine playing every second game from October to April.
For sure.
That's
cumulative toll, yeah. No doubt.
And like, I agree. In a one game physicality, like football is way more physical, but for 82 games plus playoffs, plus you're allowed to fight, plus you're on skates that are like little like hacksaw, you know what I mean? That are like little knives on the ice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very close. And then you think, you know, you can put it where after people's career, who has, you know, the most like brain trauma? It's probably football, right? Like the most severe post-career injuries is probably football.
I mean, you just talked about it with hockey, that it's not the way it used to be. Like how many big hits do we see in a hockey game anymore? Yeah. We literally see them on every play. If you include offensive and defensive lines smashing each other and, you know, running backs getting hammered by linebacker, every single play is filled with collisions. But anyway, we can
bigger
talk about that again.
Too, though.
Oh, yeah. More people watching, which is why the bigger paychecks. But let's get to this real quick here. This pending ownership change. What do you make of this, Tyler? Sounds like the Hoffman family is buying from FSG. Yeah, I don't think FSG has done a bad job. They've made some mistakes, but...
I think they made some mistakes.
Talk about it.
Well, I think when they first got here, they got rid of a lot of local workers that worked downtown. They hired everyone from Boston to stay at home and work.
Mm.
And people that Mario and Ron and all the local ownership had working here, they all got let go after 15, 20 years of working. So I think that started off the wrong foot.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever had someone that was like a permanent like figure in Pittsburgh living here. That was another problem. And Pittsburgh's such a different town. You need someone with local ties or someone you can see be part of the team. That's why Mario and Ron and those guys, you would see them a lot more at the games. Like as a young guy, when I went on the plane and I saw Mario Lemieux getting on the plane with Pierre LaRouche, like that made me feel very proud to play for the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just think, take a step back and say if Mario was part of this deal with the Hoffman Group, imagine being Ben Kindle and someone trying to chirp the Penguins. You're like, dude, one of my owners is Mario Lemieux and I'm playing with Sidney Crosby. Beat that. Like that's hard to beat, you know? Like, and I feel like, this new group, I feel like the Fenway group was very corporate, very, very corporate, ran like a business, which it is, but you got to make it feel family-like that we're all in it together. So hopefully they get rid of that kind of culture and bring more of a family culture, a Pittsburgh culture. Again, Pittsburgh people love Pittsburgh. You know, they love each other. They love, you know, the blue collar, bring your lunchbox to work, show your face, you know, you come to work, you go to work, you work hard, you know. So I'm excited to see where it goes. You know, I'm excited to see the deal. Because how much did Mario sell the team for?
$900 million. Now it's going to go for basically twice that if the sale goes through.
What an investment.
What an investment.
And what's the sell? Like, I think, like, they haven't done great. They haven't made the playoffs in the last 3 years.
Right.
And they're very questionable. And I'm hearing it's like the prospects and like loading up on the prospects and seeing we have a lot to offer in 2 or 3 years. But
here's the thing.
What's $900 million to $1.7 billion?
Yeah.
That's like 40%.
That's not bad. If you're Mario, aren't you saying, "Oh my God, why didn't I just wait 3 years? Why didn't I just wait?"
Yeah.
But for me, Tyler, I believe what you said is true, and I got a text from somebody who was in the Penguins organization for a long time, no longer is, right when Fenway took over, and they said basically what you just said, that Pittsburgh likes a family feel rather than a corporate feel. And I get that. And they made a big mistake alienating Mario. But what I want, if I'm a fan most from sports ownership, is spending. Like take the oath that doctors take. Don't screw it up. Right? That's the is that the Hippocratic Oath? Is that what that's called? Limits?
The Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
And spend money. And I'm happy if I'm a sports fan. I want you to spend to the max.
Yeah.
Spend on everything. Give us a chance to win. And I think FSG has done that. I've had problems with them, but man, they spend money. They spend money. And here's the other thing, the third thing. Hire good people and let them do their jobs if you're an owner.
Yes.
They hired Dubas. I think he's on the right track. I think he was a good hire. I haven't always felt that way. And clearly they let him do his job, because I don't think of their own volition they would have wanted Sullivan fired, and he fired him. So with new ownership coming in comes question marks for me. And I don't know much about the Hoffman family. I don't. Are they going to be willing to spend when times are lean, when maybe the Penguins are losing money like they have been? I think. Can't imagine they're making much money when they don't make the playoffs and attendance is going down every year. And yet FSG continues to spend.
Yeah, but when you say spend, it's got to be the right way though, right? Like when you think, yeah, we're spending, but we also just give Graves $6 million.
Well, that's on the GM. And you know, overall, do you think that Dubas is the right hire?
Yeah, I think Dubas is the right hire. I think Dubas has a plan for another 2-3 years.
I think
he's the guy that's looking really far. I think he's a great hire, actually. I think, you know, I think some of his trades are question marks.
He's made some bad moves, no
but
question.
So has every, what yeah. GM has not, really.
They went out and found him. They hired him, and they gave him autonomy, and they're willing to spend money. And yeah, he's made a couple of mistakes with the money that they gave him to spend. But the overall point for me is, they gave him the money to spend. Yeah. They're spending pretty much to the max.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's not a bad situation for the Penguins right now. And anytime new ownership comes in for that franchise, given its history, it's been great for the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. But previous to that, you don't know what the hell's going on with Penguins ownership ever. It's just there's a lot of questions that come in with a new owner.
And I think you did make a great point, Joe, with – When the ownership spends money, it means a ton. From going after players to treating the players. I go from the player standpoint to treating the players the right way. Because when I was here, when I asked for sticks, there was 10 brand new sticks in my stall.
Everything you know, that's still happening, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah. The Penguins are, you know, treated like gold. You know, they do such a great... When I went to Long Island before Long Island... It's obviously turned a leaf and it's spending money like crazy now. But we were eating like microwave Lunchables after practice.
Right.
Like I was like, in like, I think I've told this before, like after the Penguin games, you're getting the best smoothie shake you've ever seen with fresh berries, fresh, the best of the best, almond milk, whatever. I went to Long Island and I was like, oh, these guys don't spend anything. They give me a, you know, everyone after a game, everyone got
a juice box.
Remember those mini Gatorades you get at like Target or
you
know, Walmart or whatever? Everyone got one, an orange one, the little mini ones.
Oh my God.
And the strength guy came around with a protein powder and poured in everyone's. And I'm sitting beside JT Miller and he goes, oh, this is great. And I go, dude, you have no idea how other teams are being treated. This is terrible. You're telling me you can't get a banana in there? You can't bring a Mita shaker or a Vitamax blender and get the boys some real shakes? And that's when ownership means a lot. And I'm not on the road with those guys. I'm not in the room. But from what I remember, when Mario and Ron were there, the dinners they'd take us, the times they would show us, it was like... nationally. It was showtime.
They did it right.
And I don't know if Fenway was like that. I really don't.
Well, I know they spend. And if I'm a fan, especially in this town,
yeah.
If you tell me do I have to live with some, you know, mistakes or whatever if my owner spends to win? And we all know which one in this town doesn't. And granted, he doesn't play in a salary cap league, and that right. makes a difference. But still, show me an owner who spends yeah. and who gives me all the resources I need to win, who's in it to win it.
Oh, I agree.
And I can live with all the other stuff. And I don't know anything about the Hoffman family.
Yeah.
Like, they're willing to put out this money to buy the team. That's one thing. To me, it's more about what are you going to spend once you get here when times are lean, which, right. quite frankly, right now, they are. This team never makes the playoffs.
But they're
and,
loading
and attendance
up, though.
Is down.
They're what? Loading up for...
Well, let's hope. Let's hope, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're loading up with draft picks, all money, everything. So when Sid, Malkin, and Tanger say that's it, they have money and cap space to go after 2 to 3 big dogs that get people excited again.
Hopefully, which, yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. But know what's crazy is they're... Like, why would you buy an NHL team? From everything I've heard, I remember I went for dinner with someone that had a ton of, like, when I he was a billionaire. Yeah.
Why would you buy it? To sell it.
Exactly. But I was like, oh, like, you know, this and that. And he's like, yeah, unless you have a wagon of a team, it's a bad investment. He goes, unless they're going to go deep, that's where you make your money. As soon as you hit playoffs, you start making millions.
Well, you make your money on the sale. Like,
but
Fenway.
Now, yeah, but now it's like when you see the what Fenway just made from yes. the sale, it's like, no, you just hang on to it. It's like putting the stock market. You just hang on to it. And when you sell it, watch out.
The average valuation right now for NHL teams is $2.2 billion.
Jeez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.